This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Wyoming Cowboys, and time for us to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounds, who has some very exciting news that came out this week, some enrollment numbers to share.
That's right, Greg. We are really proud to announce that the University of Nebraska's enrollment has reached an all-time high, 52,515 students. That's up only about 1.3%, and so we're growing. We need to, in my view, grow a bit faster. But it's really, really good news. Our all-time high before this year was in 1992 when we were at 52,108. So we're about 400 students ahead of our all-time high. Great news for the University of Nebraska, but in my view, even better news for the state of Nebraska in terms of economic development.
Well, it's always a good sign when you see those numbers going up.
Absolutely. So just a few high points. UNL has the largest freshman class in history with the second highest average ACT score ever. UNL undergraduate student body is the most diverse in history. UNO's incoming freshman class is its largest, most diverse ever. This is really a new milestone in our efforts to expand access to education and produce a skilled workforce to meet the needs of the state.
Well, since we're talking about growth and change, I hear you have a new leader of the food and waterfront. Can you tell us more about that?
We are delighted to welcome Peter McCormick from Sri Lanka to the university as his new executive director of the Daugherty Water for Food Institute. I think most Nebraskans know about the good work that we're doing around managing water. People know the work that Roberto Linton did, our founding executive director. The University of Nebraska needs to sit at the head of the table when it comes to the global conversation about water and food security, and Peter is going to help us to move to the next level.
Well, we hear a lot in the news about the scarcity of food, the drought situation going on in California. People are a lot more aware about the relationship between food and water.
I think what Nebraskans need to understand is that if you eat, then you are affected by this issue. It's really sort of simple as that. The world's population over the next 30 years is going to grow from 7.2 billion today to 9.6 billion. The demand for food will increase sharply. Some experts note that as much as 70% more food will need to be produced with less water. In my view, again, I think this is the most urgent issue of the day. I think it is the biggest national security issue that our nation faces. I think it's bigger than ISIS or nuclear weapon proliferation. Hungry and thirsty people aren't reasonable people, and the challenge that lies ahead for our children and grandchildren is absolutely immense.
Well, who can help? Who is the university working with to gain some solutions?
Well, I think that's really a good news story. We're working with so many partners, from government agencies to NGO leaders to policymakers, farmers and ranchers, scholars, researchers. The list really goes on and on and on. This is such a big challenge that the University of Nebraska alone can't solve it. It's going to take the collective of all universities across the country and around the world, for that matter. We're going to have to work with leaders of other nations. We're going to have to be in sync with leaders of universities across this country, governors across this country. It's an enormous challenge, and the good news is people are really understanding that now. Federal agencies understand the issue, and I'm really pleased with the progress that's been made over the past couple of years, and the University of Nebraska is helping to lead the way.
As you look ahead at this particular topic, what should our listeners know?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, when you think about the state of Nebraska, it's a very large state geographically. It's really a living lab. When you look at the diversity of agroecological zones from east to west, and so we're really in the perfect space. The Water for Food Institute was stood up exactly for this purpose, and that is research around feeding more people with less water. And it's really, at the end of the day, what a 21st century land grant should be doing. We want to be the leading public university in the world when it comes to feeding the future, and Nebraskans should really feel proud of what the University of Nebraska has and will accomplish.
Well, thank you for updating on this important topic and the great news about the enrollment numbers, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you very much. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds, Nebraska president, with us here at Halftime. We have more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.